Our gracious God, our Father in heaven, we come before thee this evening thankful to be here in thy presence and having thy word of truth before us. It gives us comfort and it gives us joy. And so we rest upon thy promises and we trust in thy strength and in thy wisdom that the power of thy Holy Spirit would go forth and speak to our hearts, Lord, that it might draw us close to thee and that, Lord, we might walk with thee in a way that would be well-pleasing in thy sight. And so we pray, Lord, may we be impressed upon by thy scriptures in this evening hour, Lord, that we might take something with us, Lord, as we go our way. For we ask this in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. For this evening's reading, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 and read the first 21 verses. Ephesians chapter 5, first 21 verses. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame to even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Truly, God has blessed us and has given us yet another opportunity here that we can gather in his house on a midweek service and come together in quietness and know that we have an opportunity to read his word, and we have this opportunity to pray together and share the thoughts and share in the Spirit of God as he would work in our hearts and in our minds, each and every one individually and yet also collectively as well. And so that is a blessing that we do share, and the opportunities are yet given unto us, and thankful that we can be here together. This passage of Scripture is a beautiful one, and as we pray together, it is a practical one, and we see many good teachings here in the first half of this chapter as well as the second half, and we'll consider this first half and look at some of the thoughts and some of the principles here that have been written for our walk of faith in the Lord. The apostle begins this chapter by saying, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." This is the exhortation for us, that we would be as a dear child would be to their parent, and go and follow that parent wherever that parent would be going, that we as a dear child would also be followers of God. And so the rest of the verses here go along with this thought that we would be followers of God, that we would walk in the way that our God is walking, that we would be in that path, that his illumination of that light of himself would illuminate our path, that we might be able to follow in his way and do that which God would have us to do. And so we see this truth that we are to be followers of God, and in a manner, again, that's simply submissive and willing to yield ourselves to the Lord as a dear child following our God. And he speaks here, and he says, and he teaches us in which way and in what manner we are to follow our God. He speaks here in verse number 2 that we would walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. So this is how it is that we follow our Lord and our God, is that we walk in love. That's how we follow the Lord, and that's how we know that we are in his path and that we are walking even closely behind our God when we walk in love. And in a love that is duplicated or replicated as Christ also hath loved us. He loved us so much that he offered of himself, who was without sin, to be a sacrifice to God, that it would be a sweet-smelling savor to our God. He sacrificed himself. That's how much love that he had for us. And he's saying to walk in that love, as Christ also hath loved us. The Bible says that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Can we walk with God if there are shades of gray in our life? Shades of darkness. We are not following the Lord. We are not walking in his ways if we have shades of darkness in our lives. And so let's consider that truth. The Bible also says that God is love. Can we walk with God if we have bitterness in our hearts? The Bible says that can two walk together except they be agreed? Can we walk with God with having darkness in our hearts? Can we walk with God having bitterness in our hearts? We know that we cannot. God is love. God is light. And so if we are to be followers of his and walk with him, we must be agreed together with him. And so he's giving us this formula. The Bible, the apostle is giving us this formula of how it is that we might be followers of God and how we might walk in his ways that would be pleasing unto him. So first of all, it is that we would walk in love, even to the same measure that Christ also loved us. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God. The Bible says that Noah walked with God. But yet God, the Bible says that God is a spirit, and that no man has seen God. And so likewise it is for us that we don't see God. But as Noah and as Enoch walked with God, we can also walk with him and be followers of him as dear children. Because his spirit abides in us. Because we walk in his ways. Because we walk in light. Because we walk in love. We can also walk with the Lord as Enoch did and as Noah did. So the Bible clearly gives us understanding and direction on how it is that we might be followers of God as dear children, and how it is that we might walk in this life. And when the Bible here is speaking of walking, it's speaking of basically how we live life, how we do life. What is our lifestyle? What moves us? What motivates us? And so it is that we would walk in love and that we would walk in His light, having His word directing us and guiding us in His ways. The Bible says that, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. This is the way that we are to walk, in the newness of life, in this glory of the newness of life. Even as there was glory given unto Jesus, as the glory of the Father who has raised Him up from the dead, we should also walk in newness of life, that our old ways would be gone, and that we would walk then in the ways that would please the Lord, in this newness of life, having our orientation as God is our Father, and we are following in His ways, that we should walk in this newness of life. This is how we do life. This is how we live, is in newness of life, in His ways. The Bible also teaches us that there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This is how we please the Lord. This is how it is that we can not only follow God, but have close proximity as we are following God, that we are not walking after the flesh anymore. We are now walking in newness of life and after the Spirit with a capital S. Letting His Spirit move us, letting His Spirit motivate us, letting His Spirit guide us, letting His Spirit teach us in His ways and walking thereto. Earlier in this epistle, the apostle writes, "We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." We should walk in the good works that the Lord is calling us to. So now we are no longer walking according to the flesh. We are now walking in newness of life. We are now walking in the Spirit, and that Spirit is going to prompt us and is going to teach us to do good works. And as we do these good works, directed by the Holy Spirit, giving Him glory as we do these good works, that we would be unto Him as His workmanship, that He has created us, that He has made us, that His Spirit operates in us, and therefore we are His workmanship, and we are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. This is the way that we are being encouraged and exhorted to walk in. The Lord isn't simply telling us here that we are to be followers of God and then letting us figure it out on our own or some other method, but He's giving us clear instruction on how it is that we might be followers of God as dear children and how it is that we might walk in this life, how it is that we might do this life and live here on this earth, that we would forsake sin, that we would forsake darkness, that we would walk in His light, that we would walk in the newness of life, that we would be operating by His Spirit, and that we would be prompted by His Holy Spirit unto good works, glorifying Him. He also says here in this epistle, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called." So this, as we are His workmanship, as He has created us in Christ Jesus, we have now a vocation, a responsibility that has been placed upon us as His children to let His light shine, to walk in His love. And we have a vocation, a job to do that He would have us to do, and we are to do it faithfully. That as He has called us, and whatever it is that He has called us to do, that we would do it with the best effort and the best abilities that God has given unto us. That we would not be lackadaisical or sloppy about how we would serve the Lord, but that we would walk worthy of this vocation that we have been called to. And so later in this chapter, he also speaks that we would also walk as children of light, We were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. We were in that darkness, we were serving ourselves, we were serving the devil, but now, as we are followers of God, as a dear child, we are walking in the light. And we know that the light of this world is Jesus Christ. And then he says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So as we walk in his ways and as we follow him, as we do these things that he has called us to do, what comes forth from that is goodness, righteousness, and truth. His light illuminates the path. There's truth there. We walk in righteousness. We know that there is no darkness at all with God, and so we are walking in his light. Then look further on in this chapter, he also says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Walking in a circumspect way, being aware of our surroundings, being aware of what's going on around about us, being aware that we are in enemy territory. The path that we are walking on in this life that we are following the Lord in is in enemy territory. We have to acknowledge that. We have to recognize that. We have an enemy of our soul who wants to destroy us, to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his mission. And so if we acknowledge that, we will know that we need to walk circumspectly. Just as it is if you are walking through a dangerous area, whether it be out in the wilderness or perhaps in a sketchy area of a city, that you would walk circumspectly. If there's danger out there and you know that there's something that could get you, that you would walk circumspectly. You would walk very carefully, being very observant and watching what's going on round about you. And so we are being exhorted this evening and by this reading that we are to walk in this life knowing that it's enemy territory, that we are to walk circumspectly, very cognizant, very aware of the deception of the devil. So further on in the scriptures it says, as ye therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. If we know that the Lord has saved our soul, that by faith in the work of Jesus Christ upon the cross, that we have been saved, he's saying, as we have therefore received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in him. Knowing that Jesus Christ, in his great, great love, has come down to be that sacrifice for us, an offering that's a sweet-smelling savor to our Father. That as we know these things, that we would walk in this way. That we would never lose our first love. That we would always walk in a way that would be well-pleasing unto him. That so therefore, as we have received Christ Jesus, as he has saved us from our sins, that we should never forget that he has saved us from our sins and from that certain condemnation that was given unto us, that was sentenced to us, we can now walk in this newness of life as we have received the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle John also writes in his epistles, he that saith he abideth in him, in Christ Jesus, ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And so this is the standard of our life, the way we do life, the way we walk, that even as we say that we are abiding in Christ, we ought to walk even as Christ walked, pleasing the Father, a sacrificial love, a servant of all, bringing forth the words of the Heavenly Father. Even as Jesus walked, we are to walk. We are to do his will. We are to follow in his ways. We are to be those followers of God as a dear child, holding on to his hand, following close unto him, walking in love and walking in his light. and knowing that the path that he has for each and every one of us is a path that he designed for us, and he knows that which we are able to bear. And we have to make that observation in life that when things are going well for us, that we can say, yes, I am desiring and I am walking as a dear child, following God, walking in love, walking in his ways, and rejoicing in these things. But again, knowing that we are in enemy territory, and knowing that this evil one brings his onslaught of his evil temptations against us, that even in those moments, even in those times, that we are to be following the Lord, that we are to be following in his ways, and knowing that, again, he directs our paths, and we are to follow in his way, that when Satan would want to bring upon us fears and doubts and a desire simply to give up in following him, that it would be in that moment that we are to remember that we are to be followers of God as dear children, that we would walk in his ways, that we would walk in the Spirit. The Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by a faith in knowing that we are following a God who physically we cannot see, but we feel his presence. We feel his leading in our lives. We feel his power. We know that he is greater than the evil one that wants to destroy us. And so we walk in his ways, and we please him in all these things. This chapter speaks of turning away from evil, fornication and uncleanness and covetousness, that it wouldn't be a part of our lives. That would not be a part of our lives because God wouldn't call us to that. Can we walk with God and have a covetous heart? No, we need to walk with God and have a contented heart. And so he says here, this know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So let's take that promise and that truth to our hearts. And let no man deceive you, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. And so we are not to be partakers with them, but we are to prove what is acceptable unto the Lord. And we would have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Our fellowship is with the Lord. We're following in his ways. We're walking close to him. And so we have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we are reproving them, calling them for what they are. They are evil, and it is for because of those evil deeds that the wrath of God is coming upon those who walk in disobedience. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. And so he says, wherefore, he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. We have no illumination of ourselves. The light that we have comes from the Lord. Christ shall give thee light. And so we arise from the dead, and we walk in his ways, and we please him. We are to redeem the time. As we live through life, we are to redeem this time. We are to use our time wisely. There are things that we can occupy our time with, but we are to use our time very wisely. This activity that I want to do, does it glorify the Lord? Does it please him well? And these are the questions we need to ask ourselves as we go about our lives, knowing that we are walking in his ways. And so he says here, wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Knowing that God wants us close. God wants us to be following him. God wants us there right behind him. God wants us there placing our faith in him and trusting in him. That as we go through life, we have our valleys, we have our mountaintops. We're following him nevertheless. Be filled with the Spirit. speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This is the way that we walk in the Lord. This is the way he wants us to do life. This is the way he wants us to live. Being joyful in him. The second fruit of the Spirit listed there in Galatians chapter 5 is joy. We're not a light to this world. We don't draw people to the Lord if we are somber all moments of our life. We have to have joy in the Lord. The Lord has been gracious and good to us and has given unto us of his blessings and of his richness. He has given unto us of his word, of his Holy Spirit. And we are to be joyful in him. And so we express that joyfulness by speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord and giving thanks to him always. That as we employ our mouth, as we speak, that thanksgiving would always be there. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have it good. We really do. We have it very good. We need to be giving God thanks. But yet there are times in our lives when things get pretty difficult. We all experience that. They get pretty difficult. The Bible says, give thanks unto the Lord in all things. Unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is how he wants us to walk, with a thankful, a joyful heart, walking in love, walking in his light, walking in the Spirit, glorifying his name, following close unto God as a dear child. And when we do that, the Lord is good to us. And he says in Malachi, he says, prove me now herewith. If you're going to follow me, and you're going to follow me closely, you're going to walk in my ways, and the path that I have for you, you are going to walk in that way. He says, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. If I will not open unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. God is saying, prove me. I'm asking you to walk in my ways as a dear child. I'm asking you to walk in love, walk in light, walk in the Spirit, forsake sin, reprove sin, have joy, be thankful in all things. And if you do, prove me. And I will show you that I will open the windows of heaven and I will pour you out a blessing that you will not be able to contain it all. This is what we're being called to. We have a great God who can do all things. He asks us to be followers of him as dear child and walk in his ways. May God bless his word upon our hearts. Amen.